Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everyone.
Hey.
Welcome. Welcome to our 15th episode.
15. Oh, my God. We're climbing.
I cannot wait for our quinceañera next week.
Yay.
Let's wear trashy tutus.
Yes. Yay. I actually have. Yeah. Let's do this.
On the memo board. Yeah. Write it down.
Now, this episode, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by Josh DeVetta.
Yes.
Asabi Goodman.
Hey.
And myself, Grace Mack.
Yay! Woo!
And we are talking about the cultural and musical movement that is hip-hop. Now, we were joking off air that, I don't know if you guys know, but I'm really white. I don't know if you know.
I love hip-hop.
Love it so much. But when I say it, it's like hip-hop.
I love hip-hop.
Like it's so much.
It makes me sad.
I love hip-hop. Have you listened to Iggy Azalea? Yeah.
It's like so cool. And like when they just do their little rap thing, oh my God.
When they speak, but it's like in time.
In time. Like I don't know how they do it. Like, oh my God, it's so cool.
Okay, look. Hey. Listen, people. I love hip hop.
Yes. This is gonna be so much fun. I'm looking
forward to this. I've got all the intro here.
Yes, all right.
Just stop riffing on me.
Oh. Yeah.
Shame.
So hip hop really originated in New York.
Yes.
In the South Bronx. Mm-hmm. Late 1970s is what we're talking here. This is this cultural movement, and it's a cultural movement because it's just mirroring what is happening in these people's lives at the time, what the community is going through, which is very economically depressing lives. That's what they have in this area. It's really looked down upon, and it's, you know, there's so many racial tensions in America still, but it's, you know, they're really seen as second class citizens living in one of the poorest areas, predominantly black.
Yep.
So it encompasses all these things. It's not just the music, rapping and DJing, scratching, turntabling. It's also b-boying, dancing, graffiti. It's just like this street culture of celebration and movement and feeling radical and kind of rebellious against what the world has treated them as. So we start with, in the late 1970s, it's basically street parties. This is where this kind of came about.
Yes, that's right.
Of DJs spinning records and scratching them up and breaking them up, and people just expressing themselves through dance. And it's believed that kind of rap came about through these DJs speaking over the records at certain points.
Like MCing.
Well, like the beginnings of MCing, basically.
Sure. Mm. Put your hands in the air.
Rhythmic little chants. Kool Herc is usually credited as being the father of that, of modern rapping, because he was a big DJ at the time. Same as Grandmaster Flash. I'm sure someone you've all heard of.
Yes.
And Grandmaster Flash started doing something cool, taking the breakbeat of a song, which for those of you who don't know, it's just where basically where everything drops out and it's a really rhythmical percussive section, usually just the drums.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he would extend that and isolate that and so make these really super danceable, groovy tracks that really inspired everyone to get down. So that's the beginnings. That's the beginnings. And we're getting into the 80s and we're starting to, that's the old school, shall we say.
Yes.
Yep.
And then we're getting into Sugar Hill Gang's Rapper's Delight. Yes. This brings like rap to the mainstream of the world, of people being obsessed with it. That was 1979.
Right. Yeah.
And into the clubs, basically.
Into
the
clubs.
And they were sampling a lot. So they sampled from Chic on that album.
Yes.
Yes. And then we start to get groups like Run DMC.
What'd you say?
The Beastie Boys, Public Enemy,
Flavor Flav with that club.
Yes.
Flavor Flav, yeah.
Your boy.
Flavor Flav.
Oh, my God.
Have you guys seen Flavor of Love? Anyone?
I'm Snatch Game of Love.
I saw Flavor of Love.
It's also on Drag Race
just recently. Shake Hulay did so an amazing Flavor Flav. Yeah.
It's so good. So if for those of you who haven't seen Flavor of Love, just a quick tangent. It's the Bachelor, but as he says, it's the Blackchula. Yeah. And it's brutal. He gets these girls and he's like, all right, your boys are so good with names. And so he basically strips of them of their identity. He gives them a name tag, of just looks them up and down and goes, okay, Peaches, and writes that name tag, and that's their name in the show.
My God.
It's amazing. And some of them hate it because they're like, I actually really liked my name.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to be on TV as me.
I can't believe these women, because, I mean, if you've seen Flavor Flav.
Yeah, Flavor of Love, yeah.
He might be somebody's cup of tea.
He's somebody's. I think it was more the mansion that drew them in.
Maybe. When I see what they look like up against him, I'm like, yeah, these are hoes.
Wait, it wasn't the clock face around his neck that looked right? Like, the appeal?
Instead of a rose, he gives them a clack.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
To choose them. And then he goes, you know what time it is.
Oh my God. So he's got big clock energy.
Who created that? This is terrible.
He's rocking out with his clock out.
Right?
All right. How many more clock puns can we make?
Tangent. Back on track.
Okay. All right. Sorry,
I'm going to say that Grace did that tangent, actually.
Yeah. And I'm running this episode.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Saddleland people. So, the New York hip hop scene, back to this, is dominating. It's where it's originated. It's this lifeblood of the people, this culture and this music. And the West Coast comes in as a response. So, that's our East Coast side. The West Coast comes out with NWA, Snoop Dogg, Tupac. We've got this really intense rivalry happening between each sides of the country.
Yeah.
Really cool. All of it.
All of it is so cool.
It's cool for a little while.
Yes.
And this gives rise to what we now call gangster rap.
Yes. Yep,
the specifics of kind of moving on from our just DJing, MCing style. Mm. And so the thing I love about hip hop is that it just is so evolving with the times. It just represents whatever's happening. And so there's all these things like sampling, like Asabi mentioned before. They're starting to bring in jazz elements now and Jay Dilla using all these like clever little samples that are so interesting and kind of and like detuning and working on these like very advanced musical concepts and making them groovy. It's very enjoyable.
it is enjoyable.
So there you go, guys. That's hip hop.
That is hip hop.
That's a little rundown. And we've got some killer tunes for you on this list.
So yes.
I'm so excited for this playlist. I'm going to be putting it on. So we're going to take a little break and we'll come back and tell you our five tunes from Josh DeVetta.
Yeah.
Hey there, guys, gals, and non-binary pals. It's Matt Young, and I want you to listen to the Story Chunder podcast. Based on the live event where Brisbane storytellers tell true and sometimes embarrassing stories from their lives for the delight and approval of a live audience. So listen in to the Story Chunder podcast. I'll see you at the Chunder.
Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yep. Anyhow.
So Josh,
yes.
We are back. We're talking about hip hop, everyone. Yes. For those of you who didn't hear my very succinct intro,
that was good. I felt like that was actually really good.
Thank you.
I actually felt like I was in the lecture room.
Yes,
about my history.
I was like, oh no, Chefology is really becoming more tutorial.
Because the point of this wasn't to educate people.
No,
to talk about trashy TV shows.
That's right.
Exactly. Yes. Love it.
Anyway.
So that's right, everyone. Your chefologists are talking about hip-hop. And let's throw it over to Josh DeVetta. What are your choices?
My choices? Well, I have some bangers that I've got.
Of course you do.
Yeah, of course I do. as your regular playlist creator. Now, I wanted to talk about... If we're going to talk about New York, East Coast, up in here, we can't not be talking about Biggie, all right? Biggie Smalls.
Yes.
Notorious B.I.G.
Yeah.
The husband of the infamous Faith Evans.
Faith Evans.
Yes, the first lady of hip hop, we call her in the business. Now, if you're really into hip hop, you know a little song called "Mo Money, Mo Problems," which samples Diana Ross's "I'm Coming Out."
So good.
I'm coming out. That's good. Mm-hmm. They're beautiful. The more I was at the the more money we come across, the more problems we see. Yeah. Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly.
Which is amazing. Now, this song is considered one of the most, as in the most popular hip hop song in hip hop history.
Is it?
Yes. Yeah. So because, because it encompasses everything that what we've just talked about as well in regards to what makes a great hip hop song. Well, it samples.
Yeah.
Because sampling is a huge part of its art form. Beats. Mm-hmm. Rapping, and also the sample is also the hook of the song as well.
Yeah.
And it has another singer singing and like the same, like what I love about a hook and chorus sort of like rap song is that it's the melody is based off the sample, it's its own melody, but it has enough homage to the original melody that it's still like you can still tell that from the sample, which is amazing. That's based on airplay and chart success as well, because it topped the charts. That particular song. Also, he was nominated for Best Rap Performance by a Duo or Group. But interestingly enough, the song went number one after his death.
Yes.
So almost like a requiem a week later, the song goes number one. Now, when Biggie passed, it was a sad day.
It was a very sad day.
Now, I was too young to like actually feel how sad it was, sort of thing. I was only in grade 3 and also probably wasn't even listening to hip hop at the time, if I'm being really, really honest. But to read up on it, like Biggie Smalls or Notorious B.I.G., he is in university textbooks for the influence on hip hop, and the legacy as well. So with that, so it spent 2 weeks on the at the top of the Hot 100 in 1997. Fun fact: he was actually going to be on Mariah Carey's Honey remix. He was set to do a rap feature on Honey, which I think would have been incredible.
It
would have taken the song just to that next level, which is amazing. Yeah,
but he died before that. That was planned to happen, and he died.
Right. Yeah. And so with that particular song as well, like it's a great message. Like, you know, we've talked about how we're coming out of the hood, or they would say, or out of the Bronx, and we finally made it. We've got I've made this money, and I thought my problems were gonna go away. But now I've got even bigger problems. And also, sadly, amongst like, I guess, black communities, like nepotism is a real big thing as well. Where, you know, people, and actually I've recently heard Nicki Minaj talk about this because she's a huge, you know, female rapper, saying how for the first 10 years of her career, she was always got her purse open giving money to people, like her family, cousins, third cousins, aunts, brothers, sisters, daughters, aunts. Because that guilt that you feel that you've come, like, you know,
you've made something
for yourself, and then you feel like all you're doing is like opening your purse sort of thing out of guilt because you've made it and they haven't of thing. Happened to Whitney Houston as well, actually. Like, she was always hiring.
Yeah, her entire family, basically. Well,
which ended up becoming, I think, one of the biggest demises in her career because when it came to actually, like, you know, bringing her career forward post Bodyguard, it kind of did halt at a particular point as well. And obviously, there was other issues as well. Yeah, so yeah, more money, more problems. The more money we come across, the more problems I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Probably bigger debts. Or just realizing that when you sign to a record label that you're not making as much money as what you thought you would. Like,
Or just having people come out of the woodwork now asking you for money because, oh, you know, I'm your mom's third cousin on a father's side. Or, you've, like, never
spoken. Which I can't imagine what that's like. And I don't know how I'd respond to it either.
It would be so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I would just say no.
Yes. But saying no, but then, like, would I still feel guilty? Like, it'd be more of an internal dialogue rather than an external dialogue in regards to that. All right, we're going to move in the same era. Another East Coast killer. Lil' Kim. One of the most successful female MCs in the game. And she had an amazing song with a feature of another artist. It was on her Junior Mafia album. And the song was called Crush On You. And Crush On You is it's got a good hook. I'll actually, if you haven't heard, it'll be on the playlist, so you'll be able to listen up and everything like that. Now, also the person that she collaborated with, so Biggie's on it. He's doing some raps on it.
Yeah.
Also, Little Cease. So he's from another group that he that part of the Mafia group. So. Mafia group. So Little Cease has worked with Little Kim for a long time. Right, so with that, they collaborated with that as well. Mm-hmm. And this Crush on You, basically, it's this really, really like, it goes, the hook goes boom, 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 boom. And so it's actually been sampled many times in other pop songs that we've probably heard.
Is it an original hook that was created?
It was also sampled as well. So,
when does it end?
The sampling never ends. It never ends, darling. But recently, Mariah Carey used Crush on You as a sample on one of her songs called A No No. And on her 2018 Caution album. And with that song, so basically they kept the rhythmic hook, and then Mariah wrote the entire song over the top of it, which is really, really cool. And it's called A No No, and it's basically about just cutting people off that you don't need in your life. And she's like, I don't even matter no no like before. One of my favorite lines is she goes, Ed Scissorhands, aka I cut you off.
Yes. Yes.
I love that. Which is really, really cool, which transitions into my next choice because I wanted smooth. So we love Little Kim. Also, Little Kim's feature on Can't Hold Us Down by Christina Aguilera is one of the best raps ever.
Good.
So forward thinking.
Yes.
I love it. Here's something I just can't understand. If a guy has the girls, then he's the man. He can even give us some money, head and sex or raw. If a girl does the same, then she's a whore. And I'm like, tell the freaking story, because the whole song is about female. Actually, I should just put that on my choices. Honorable mention. Done.
Yes.
Beautiful. Just Can't Hold Us Down on the Stripped album. Get into it, kids. Yeah. It's really, really good.
So good. So good.
All right. So now I want to talk about Mariah Carey. Oh. So she...
Sorry, who?
Yeah.
Do you need the... Hey. That wasn't what I was thinking, but okay.
It's becoming a running joke at this point.
Yeah, might as well. Yeah. Just do it.
With that now, originally... so in 1995, Mariah had a song called Fantasy.
Yes.
It was number one for like 10 weeks. Amazing song. The music video, she's on roller coasters.
Yeah.
Clouds.
It was shot
at that famous theme park in New York along the river.
Coney Island.
That's the one. That's the one. So that's where it was shot. And anyway, so now Mariah and a lot of MCs, rappers, R&B artists actually like respect Mariah for this.
Mm.
Because now these days it's all the time we see like a singer put a rapper on a pop song, right?
Yeah.
This remix is one of the first ever hip hop collabs in pop music.
Really?
Yes. So with that, so she does a Fantasy remix featuring ODB from
Old Dirty Bastard.
Old Dirty Bastard. He's from
Wu-Tang Clan.
Wu-Tang Clan. Yes, sorry, I had a full blank. I'm so sorry. Wu-Tang Clan. You know, another big set of influences in the hip hop game. Wu-Tang Clan.
Yes.
Yeah, really, really
very, very
clan.
Big.
Sorry,
yes.
Really, really cool.
Yes.
Yeah. So Old Dirty Bastard. He does a feature rap on this song. Mm. They take away all the pop synths, and it's basically just a hip hop beat. And vocals.
Yeah,
that's
right.
It. It's really, really, really cool. Mm. And so no one was doing that, because don't forget, back then you had pop radio, you had hip hop radio,
country radio,
blah, blah, blah.
Everything was segregated.
You never ever blurred the lines. And this was one of those things. And this is why Mariah has the respect, especially in the R&B game, because she was so forward thinking going, she grew up listening to hip hop. So it was actually music that she already loved.
Yeah, she's already connected to
when she first was signed, they wanted her to be Mariah, the elusive Chanteuse.
They wanted white pop star.
Yeah, hero, that kind of stuff. So, and it worked. She sold millions of records doing that.
Yeah.
And so, I was watching this, I'll link this to you. I'll link this and I never do. But it goes for about an hour interview, and it's all about her songwriting.
Oh.
And not about, the diva, the vocal Chanteuse. It's just about how did you write? Because she's got 19 number ones, has written and co-written 18 of them.
Yeah.
like this woman, and she only just got into the Songwriters Hall of Fame this year.
Oh wow,
really?
Yeah, wow, 30 years into the career. Wow.
It usually takes time.
Yeah, and I think like because we've joked about this, how we throw the word iconic around.
Yes,
like I think it does actually take 20 plus years to actually be like a true icon, well, where actually surpassed generations and people are still listening to your music. You really have to make a change
or have some massive impact on society. Yes, to be an icon
and the ability to reinvent yourself too, I think, as well. Like Madonna,
so you can last.
But it's funny how women only had to reinvent themselves all the time. You very rarely see men like the male artists. Yeah. Like you'll see them probably do the same music 20 years later.
You know what? I'm going to challenge that because I think Michael Jackson reinvented himself a number of times.
But wouldn't that have made it? But I think that's what made him an anomaly because he chose to reinvent himself.
But I don't know. I'm just struggling to think like what men do I consider icons.
Mick Jagger? No.
I don't consider him an icon.
Well, that's true. Well, I guess it also depends on the music that you listen to as well.
Yeah, it depends on the person. Yeah. But
every episode I hit the microphone. I was doing so well. The microphone stand could be not more further away from me. I've still found a way to hit it.
You just found a way to put your hands out further.
Last episode,
further.
I'm hitting bites all over the place. Like, what's going on? Who asked me to be a part of this podcast?
Yeah. But anywho,
I digress.
Yeah.
So this fantasy remix, get into it, kids.
Yeah, it's
it is
good.
Sick. Mm. It is just now, because now all you hear now is just like, you know, pop song with a rap feature all the time.
A lot. Yes.
Beautiful. Now, I wanted to stay in the female vein because I really want to highlight what females are doing in the hip-hop game because they are a part of the legacy, absolutely, for sure.
Absolutely, so it's so undervalued.
It's so undervalued because hip-hop is a boys club.
It's very male, very male-centric.
Absolutely.
Very male-centric. And so we've talked about Lil' Kim, we talked about Mariah, and now I'm going to talk about Missy Elliott.
Yes!
Because Missy Elliott...
She is an icon.
She's so good. Have you seen her Instagram?
Yes. It's
mostly videos of her handwriting aspirational quotes. Yeah. It's amazing.
Now, can we first of all, we'll talk about how talented she is.
Oh, so good. She's
how
so good.
Innovative she is. Mm. And the song I've chosen like to represent that is Get Your Freak On.
Yes.
Just... like to me, it's an iconic hip hop song.
The flavors
are Bhangra, so that's like Indian Bollywood hip hop sort of thing.
Yeah.
The beginning goes "Kore kare mina di makuche odeto."
Yeah.
Which actually in Japanese, I wrote this down, means everyone start dancing together wildly now. Let's make some noise.
Yeah.
I freaking love that.
Yes.
That is so so cool. And then boom, 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 boom. Don't get your freak on. Get your freak on. Because a lot of people don't. I think what's really, really big in hip hop culture is that a lot of the artists are producing their own records.
Yes.
They're writing their records. They're master, actually even engineering and mastering a lot of their own records too. Because, you know, Missy is, I find her to be quite visionary. Like she's writing this one. She already sees the end result before she's even put the pen to paper sort of thing. And Get Your Freak On is just so recognizable. As soon as you hear, bum, 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 you know exactly what's happening.
Absolutely. You put your drink down and you go back to the dance floor.
I have seen that so many times in my life, in nightclubs especially, when you hear that riff and all of a sudden it's, you know,
everybody's
then,
gone, yeah.
And you know, my favorite part is when like the Vanilla Sisters, they start twerking in.
If you can't get it,
girl.
But I'm like, you go, girl. Like you do your thing, you know. But I love that. Like, but that's what I love about music, when you see people transform and take on this like alter ego or persona because the song has done that for you.
Yeah,
like this song does that for me. Like all about it's like my everything just comes up to life. I'm just like, all of a sudden, I'm just like, get your freak on. Sort of thing, which is really, really cool. So with that, just last year, she was inducted in, she got the Michael Jackson Vanguard for the Video Music Awards for her contributions to video music. Missy Elliott is also a huge advocate for the dance community. She's always had dance, her video clip,
it just makes her video clip so amazing to watch.
And really respects the dance community for that. They're not just there to fill in space. Like they are a part of this hip hop movement just as much as she is, just as much as rappers are, MCs, celebrities, producers, other art, R&B, you know, all that, everything that encompasses, like, you know, the movement, you know, and the zeitgeist of it all. And I was just reading up, I'll read this out. So she won 4 Grammys.
Wow.
And has sold 30 million records just in the United States alone.
Wow.
Which is insane.
Yeah, that's crazy.
She's the best-selling female rapper according to Nielsen Music History, which is this, like, that's what scans, like, the metrics.
Nielsen.
That's all good.
And so she also got inducted. She's the first rapper to ever be inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Oh, sorry, really? First female rapper, I should say.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, and as I said, she got the Michael Jackson Vanguard. And what was really, really cool is that in her speech, she actually thanked the dance community as well for their contributions.
Yes, like, huge.
And if you've watched, you know, I've watched many Missy Elliott music videos in my lifetime. It's not just typical, you know, sitting in at the side of a pool with people around you, you know, jamming and music. She's had so many different looks and the very futuristic approach to her art form as well. I find her like a sonnet of our time. Yeah. Yes, very like William Shakespeare.
Yeah, sonnet hip hop.
Yeah, sonnet hip hop. Exactly right. And I just had one more to add to the list, guys. So I can't wait for you all to dance to this music. And I have chosen Ticket to the Candy Shop. I wonder what that means. Anyway, so Fitty Sam.
Fitty.
Featuring some girl called Olivia.
I'm
guessing that she had like a revenge sex tape and got onto a number one song. Who knows? I'm not sure. Now, we've talked about Candy Shop because it got to number one and it blocked Green Day, Boulevard of Broken Dreams, getting the number one spot, which blew my mind because that dichotomy, because that was actually the music I was listening to. So I love that like it represents my high school years and I'm bopping to Candy Shop, but also loving Green Day at the exact same time.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is really, really cool. Critically, it actually got mixed reviews. Even by the hip hop community, they're just like, this is a sellout song. Like, this is not the best
it's
stuff.
It's just to please the people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. To please
The people.
Yeah. The general public.
The 75%.
Which I'm going to say, like, that idea, it's like, what is so bad about that? You know, like Missy Elliott, like she's making some high art in so many ways. Mm. And there's also space down the other end, you know? Like there is space for just like this groovy song.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like thong songs. Come on now.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Well, I think like I call it ratchet music. Like,
yes, it's ratchet. Like,
you put that playlist on when you're getting lit at your house.
Absolutely, yeah. It serves a function.
Yeah, so that when you get to the club, you are litty titty.
Yeah.
That's the technical term. Beautiful. So they're my five contributions to the playlist.
Beautiful.
All this music really, really excites me. I've got a couple of honorable mentions.
Uh-huh.
I also didn't want to go through hip hop and not mention Drake. I think Drake's contributions have been really, really big to the game, especially in the last five to 6 years.
Mm.
One Dance is that's future. Like that's putting hip hop into the next sound, I think personally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doing different beats doesn't have to be a hard 1, 2, 3, 4. You can have Latino inspired stuff, like all these different, you know, hip hop is all about sampling culture.
Yeah.
It truly is.
Yeah.
So also modern day. So in like today's time, Savage, Megan Thee Stallion is my song. And that's the one that goes, I'm a savage, I'm classy, bougie, ratchet.
Yes.
Well, that's similar
all
to
the kids dance.
Yes, the TikTok song.
Yes.
Similar to Get Your Freak On. When I hear that boom, 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 the persona takes over all of a sudden. Like, and I actually danced to it last night because I was at a gig because the song came on.
You're at a what?
Oh yeah, I had my first gig in 4 months. I know.
Oh my god!
Yes. Happy for you. Yeah.
Oh, well like I mean, but no, really.
No, it's good.
Beautiful. Also, I wanted to talk about Kanye, so I put in Gold Digger as an honorable mention. Mm-hmm. That song was so cool. She gave me money.
Kanye was so excellent at sampling.
Oh, absolutely. It is great. And you know, he is like a creative. I will give him creative.
He's very creative.
I'll give him creative genius status. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he's pretty high up.
Like he's a little bit crazy.
But a lot of the biggest geniuses have allude to being on the spectrum sort of
he's
thing.
He's way on the spectrum.
Yeah.
But his music is really good.
Anyone that says that slavery is a choice, like we're not going to talk about them.
Thank
anytime.
You.
Sorry about these big honorable mentions, but because there's just so much to talk about
so
in the culture. I wanted to also just quickly give a quick shout out to Ja Rule and Ashanti's contributions to hip hop.
Yeah. Yes.
That duo collaboration was hot when it was hot. Because, with Murder, Inc. and Irv Gotti, like, you know, really, really putting these two. Ashanti can write. She's got pen.
She's so good.
She's got pen game.
And she can sing. Yeah.
She can sing.
Oh,
her earworm for hook is incredible. I loved Foolish and all that. Like, and when my days are cold without you. I was just like, oh, take off my clothes, that song. But also, but their song, Always On Time.
Ashanti and her, love that song.
I'm always there when you call, but I'm always on time. And also her other song with Fat Joe. What's love? It's about us. It's about trust. Yes. Love that song.
Yes.
Also, when I was 18, I was really moving my thing to Miss New Booty by Bubba Sparks and the Yin Yang Twins. Booty, 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 rocking everywhere. Oh my goodness.
Look out for the Chefology EP coming to you soon.
Oh my goodness. But you know what?
Zane, if you can sort it out, then you just sample together all of these takes.
Well, actually, our producer Zane said we should have an episode of songs that didn't make our list. Like, that would be a good dichotomy as well.
But it's just us
seeing them. Also, Ice Cube, incredible. You can do it. Put your back into it.
Yes.
I can do it. Put my ass into it.
Say the last dance,
Julia Stiles.
Thank you.
Another hip hop queen.
Yeah, exactly.
Get it, Julia.
She invented hip hop.
She is the queen.
She went from ballet to street.
Yes.
Oh my God, she's the princess of hip hop.
Yes. She dated a black man and was all over after
it was
that.
Done.
Yes.
Life changing.
Also, 50 Cent also had PIMP. That song was huge.
PIMP.
He 50 Cent played at the festival that I went to, R&B Fridays. He was like the third person on the bill.
Wow.
And just all it was just like guys smoking weed the entire time performing.
Yeah.
And we all stood there going, do they know that weed's illegal in Australia? Like, because it's not legal in other places.
Yeah.
And my last like honorable mention, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to Fat Man Scoop. MC to
yes.
MCs.
Yes.
If you got a $20 bill, put your hands up. Yeah. Engine number nine on the New York Transit Line.
Yes.
Oh, that really echoed out too.
Yeah.
Oh, this studio just loves us. Beautiful.
You know, I went to, I think it was called Field Day. Yeah, it was a New Year's Day festival in Sydney. And Salt and Pepper played.
Oh, sick.
Oh, what?
Another great contributions to hip hop.
Yeah, huge. But they were so tired.
Oh, like, we're getting a
everyone little... was psyched, and they would just be like, all right, they'd start off a song, like, and get the audience to sing about a minute of it, and they'd be like, yeah, remember that one? Ha ha. Okay, next one.
They're ready to go home.
It's just like,
That's so funny.
It was a shame because we were so pumped, obviously. Yeah.
That is a shame because Push It is a hit.
You must have a tax bill. That's why you're doing this.
Yeah. Exactly.
Push It, they obviously left for the end.
They didn't push it. That was the thing.
No, they did not.
They had some awesome dancers with them, but the dancers doing all the work. They were just standing there.
And it would have been a local dance troupe too, like from Sydney. They're like, we get to put salt and pepper on our resume.
Which is
the worst experience ever. That's what I thought. It was really funny because at the 50 Cent concert that I went to last year, they obviously had like a local dance like school that, and they, you know, would have been like such a, you know, it was like, yeah, we get to dance with 50 Cent, and there were just all these like our vanilla sisters.
Yes.
And you know, like, but you know when you watch like the hip hop category in an Estedford?
There's mums in the audience doing the
choreo. Exactly. And they're doing, you know, the hand gestures and all that jazz.
The smile.
Side bandana.
Yeah, exactly. Was it commercial jazz hip hop is what we'll call it.
Oh, Jesus.
Which is cool. But there, that's my list. That's my honorable mention. I just wanted to really shout out. Yes. Some of those people, but thank you for letting me speak.
You're welcome. That was a beautiful list.
Oh,
I was on board for it the whole time.
Yeah,
like so many honorable mentions, which is exactly what I'm.
I've done the same thing as well.
Long episode.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Josh, for those beautiful things that you gave to us, both vocally and spiritually.
I call them my offerings.
Thank you. And we accept your offerings. Thank you.
So stick around, everyone. We'll be back with our next Chefologist.
So, what should I listen to now?
We are Castology. This is our podcast about podcasts. We are your castologists, Patrick Shearer,
Liz Best,
and Zainty Weber.
Each week, we'll bring you three of the best and sometimes not so best podcasts around. We'll also do the hard work and trawl the RSS feeds to find the newest podcast that should be on your radar.
And then next week, we come back and tell you what we thought of the recommendations and bring three new sparkling podcasts to check out.
Now, will we always agree with each other's picks?
Probably not. But hey, you're clever. You know that's how reviews work.
We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any podcatcher of your choice.
That's Not Kind of Productions podcast.
And we're back. Hello. Shabbat shalom. Shalom shabbat.
Shabbat shablam.
That's my favorite dance move.
Right?
But, all right. So if you've been living under a rock for the past 30 minutes, just wanted to remind you that today's theme is hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
All right.
Sorry, I thought we'd do that time. I'm sorry.
You are a traitor to your race.
Also, we talked about before Little Kim's like best verses. Also in Lady Marmalade, like
yes, thank
I come
you.
Through with the money and the garter belt.
We let them know we got that cake straight out the gate.
Yeah, love exactly. that. Well, we've been talking hip hop. My name's Josh. you just previously heard my contributions to the playlist. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go out on limb and say they're the best choices.
they're good.
Like, As long as like hold my drink. Yeah. I'm gonna tell you a couple.
Stand
of,
back.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're gonna
I'm
hear
about
from
to
Asabi.
Get lit.
Yes, we are, and we're gonna hear from Asabi right now. She's gonna add some more songs to this really.
Yes, this is gonna be
playlist.
An amazing. So I think some of mine, you guys are gonna be like, "What?"
That's all right, but
so because I am a little bit older, let's just not hide that. Right?
I'm looking down for 25.
I'm not wrong. Anyway,
I feel 45.
80.
Are we going by feel? Oh.
Got y'all beat. No. All right. So the first track that I'm going to talk about is "Jump Around" from House of Pain.
Come on, House of Pain, jump around.
Yeah. Right. That is. That is it. That horn, that squeal. You know that like 66 times throughout the song, you hear that squeal.
66.
See, it's at the top of every bar. Mm. Every bar they have that. And there's been debate about, you know, what that sound actually is, the source of it, because it is sampled, of course. You know, there's nobody on stage blowing a horn 66 times. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, people thought it came from Junior Walker in the All-Stars Shoot Your Shot from 1967, which I have heard that. And I was like, oh, hey, that's from House of Pain.
Oh, makes sense.
And then, you know, there's another group of people that are like, no, that's from Prince's Get Off in 1991. I'm like, oh, I don't know that I heard it.
Oh, and it's unclear.
But, yeah, but definitely in Shoot Your Shot, you do hear that sound. So, you know, I definitely think it's from that. And then there's that horn fanfare that... dun, bun, 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 and that's how you, like... That starts the song, and that's sampled from Harlem Shuffle in 1963, right? So I love this song. I love to rap this song. I am like the whitest black girl rapping any song, but like this is one of my pack it up, pack it in, let me begin. I came to battle.
Pack it up, pack it in, right? Let me begin.
Oh,
yes. Hey, girl. Hey. Yeah, no, right? So this is one, like, I love this song so much. It has been my ringtone for, like, 10 years.
Oh, my God.
So, that's dedication. 10 years, and my phone's always on silent. But whenever it isn't, which is usually when it's plugged into my car, and I hear this, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's my phone ringing. And you'd be like, what is that noise? I'm like, that's my phone. yeah, so anyway, House of Pain, Jump Around, Irish bad boys, so they liked to paint themselves as. I used to think that they were an East Coast rap group, but they're actually from LA.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, teasing everybody. This song was number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100. So it did quite well.
It did do well.
It did very
well.
You
know why I know that?
Why do you know that?
Because when the song comes on, all my vanilla brothers and sisters get into it
Thank
straight away.
Thank you, right?
That's when
that's when you know.
Yeah, these were the vanilla rappers. they were, but they were hardcore, man. Yeah, man. It was so like good. Mm-hmm. This is a UK club classic. It's number 66 on VH1's Greatest Songs of Hip Hop. Nice. And this list, I'm like, where this is, it's number 325 of the 500 greatest songs since you were born. And I'm like, when
since you were born
yeah, okay. And I'm like, who are you talking about?
Because someone was born in like today.
Exactly. Apparently it's one of the 500 greatest songs since you were born.
All right,
so maybe right. forever.
This is Rolling Stone.
Ooh.
Or like a blog.
Sounds more like BuzzFeed.
Yeah.
it has BuzzFeed flavors.
I don't remember whose list this was. It might be Rolling Stone.
It's Sabi's list. It's just
like, this is my list. Mm-hmm. Greatest songs. But, you know, so initially this song was, it was written by DJ Muggs, or produced by DJ Muggs of Cypress Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know Cypress Hill. And he originally wrote it for Cypress Hill, and they were just kind of like, no, we don't want to do it. So then they gave it to Ice Cube, and Ice Cube was like, nah. So then it came to House of Pain, who like, yay, took it all the way.
This is our
right?
song.
Yeah, that's right. Like, I mean, they were all in Boston Celtics jerseys and shit. And it was like, so that's why I thought they were East Coast.
Right,
yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, but okay. The Boston Celtics were like the white basketball team. So. I don't know. Sorry, race. Whoa, taboo. I'm American. I can't help it.
Would you put basketball as part of the hip hop culture?
I don't know that basketball itself is part of the hip hop culture. I think that basketball is just, it's a culture of its own.
That's true.
That then hip hop sort of embraced.
Yes.
You know?
Because I think it was just a part of the neighborhoods too.
Yeah,
to
it was
about,
a,
yeah.
It was a neighborhood sort of thing. And it's been that way since the 60s. And what I was actually thinking, you know, when was basketball desegregated? And I want to say that was probably in the 60s.
Right.
When that happened. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. But I think basketball is its own thing. I don't really follow basketball. I don't know anything about it. Anyway. So, on a Sabi scale of singability, this one's a 10.
All right.
Y'all, I love to sing this song. This is like one of my go-to karaoke songs.
That's a good one.
It is a good one. It's so, yeah, it's so much fun.
After this.
Oh, that's a good idea. I'm not working tomorrow.
I'm going to regret that I ever suggested that.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. There's a great place just down the way. No, okay. Now, my next song, this is one, I don't know if you guys are going to know this one because it's from 1990. You might, because being a hip-hop aficionado that you are.
Year of my birth.
Right. Yeah, you might love it. It's called The Humpty Dance by Digital Underground.
Come on, Digital Underground.
Yeah, now, our producer knows
don't.
Of this song because at some point earlier in the year, he wanted us to give him money and he would rap.
That's right.
What do you mean? Was just like, yo.
He was raising money.
We need context.
Yeah, he was raising money for a musical theater initiative called the 24-Hour Musical Project.
Oh, yeah.
Where, you know, people come in and they don't know what musical they're auditioning for until they are chosen, and they come in on the day. And then they're made to rehearse and learn a musical in 24 hours and then perform it.
It's
very impressive.
It's sadistic and they love it.
They do. People just go ape for it. I've never auditioned for it because I'm always gigging whenever it takes place. Thoughts.
I have never auditioned for it because it terrifies me. Oh, the thought of putting
too,
something together in 24 hours.
In one room learning one.
I'm sure you're not
hours.
In one room.
No. Like,
I'm sure there's like three.
I'm barely, like, I'm one personally building. Barely a delight after 8 hours sleep. Like,
whatever.
So, I don't want people to see that side of me.
I think it would be fun. Anyway.
We'll audition next year for it or something.
Yeah,
if
let's
you do it, I'll do it.
Okay.
All right?
All right. If I'm not gigging, yes, definitely.
Yes.
So anyway, our producer ran this because they couldn't hold the fundraiser or the musical this year due to COVID. Mm. So he asked everybody, he said, if you donate money to the initiative, I will rap. And I said, you should do the Humpty Dance because, first of all, the Humpty Dance is an amazing song. It's great. 1990
right.
off of Sex Packets. And I use this song as a monologue. So I do it as a theatrical monologue.
What, for auditions?
That's great.
No, I haven't used it as an audition, but I...
That's so good.
But I just...
That's actually booked home and away.
Stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. Oh, yeah, so I love it.
Right.
I love it. I love it.
So a dramatic reading.
A dramatic reading of the Humpty Dance.
Oh, yeah, I know, with Beyonce lyrics. Yeah,
right. And I was like, oh my God, Zane, you should totally do this. But he kind of was like, that looks too hard.
Didn't Zane write his own rap? Was that?
No, he did like something from Dr. Seuss. Took a Dr. Seuss song.
And made
song,
it a rap. You took a musical theater song and made it a rap.
No, he took a Dr. Seuss story and wrapped it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Yeah, it was very, and then used this really highbrow British accent. It was cute.
Now, is this video somewhere on the interwebs?
It is.
Is this available?
I'm surprised you haven't seen it.
I must have been gigging.
We will put it on our page. You were not gigging because it was during COVID.
No, I'll just use your excuse.
I've seen it.
That reminds me of, have you guys seen Will and Grace? Are you familiar?
Yes, of course.
And there's at one point the character Jack goes, I'd like to read a dramatic monologue. At first, I was afraid. I was terrified.
love it. So yes, in that vein, I've only done it live in front of other people, like, you know, when we're waiting in line for something long, then I'll do it just because it just breaks up
just
the time.
Just to entertain.
And it makes people
such
laugh.
Such a giver.
I'm so giving. Anyway, so this song reached number 11 on the Billboard Hot 100. And seriously, you just need to listen to it because it is straight up funny. It is just, it's comical. It's like a comical rap number, but slightly serious, right? And so that's why I loved it. And I'm like, oh my God, doing it dramatically just makes great. And if you watch the video, there's a young Tupac Shakur in the video.
Oh, really?
Just like chilling in the background?
Yeah, he's just like, you know, because it's a big party. It's like a party scene. And the Digital Underground had this character, Humpty. What was his name? I can't remember what his name was. But he would come out and he has this really big nose and he's not very attractive. And that's the whole thing. Like he's talking about, you know, so it's why he says, stop what you're doing because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Funny, but y'all making money, see, right? So and he talks about how he's like getting all the girls and like that. There's this line, I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. That's where that comes from, because that's been sampled on other songs throughout the, I don't know if you, okay, you guys are like, what? But yeah, that was the thing. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. Yeah, so that was the thing. The Spice Girls sampled it on If You Can't Dance.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was part of that. On Asabi scale of singability, it's a 10.
Whoa, yeah. Coming out hard with these 10.
So the songs you don't have to sing are on the singability scale. Yeah.
They're 10s, yeah, that's right. No, it's just because it's so much fun, and it's a great little dance song. He sings about the dance, so it is an actual dance, and he describes how to do the dance in the third verse of the song, and he's basically kind of making fun of MC Hammer, who was big at the time, and all of his dance moves were quite choreographed and very together and just slick. And so this one isn't, because, you know, you're flailing your arms and you're doing all kinds of stuff. And it's just a crazy little dance, you know. And he was like, anyone could do this dance, you know. Yeah. So it's such a great song. It's a fun song. So that's my second choice.
Beautiful.
Oh, I thought that was...
You're like, I thought you were done. Nah, bitch, I got more. All right. My third song is actually a remix. And we talked about this duo. It's the Murder remix of Ain't It Funny by J-Lo featuring Ja Rule.
Ain't it funny.
And I love that. Baby, I got my boyfriend. Is that your girlfriend? Maybe we can be friends.
Yes.
Na-na-na-na-na. Yeah, love it. Like, yeah. Love it. Yeah. And he's got this rap verse in the middle.
He always sounds angry when he raps too.
He does. Yeah. Ja Rule. Yeah, like all of his songs are.
He is aggressive. Yeah.
Oh, there was that one song where he. Anyway, he. Yeah, I've listened to some of his stuff and I'm like, oh, that's a bit heavy. that's a bit much. When he's talking about killing people. I don't know.
Yes.
But yeah, that hook, that's like the best hook of that song. And if you listen to the original version of Ain't It Funny, so there's two, right? So you've got the original version that is on the J-Lo album, and then you've got this version, the Murder Remix, which is on the J to the L-O, the remixes. Mm. Yeah, and I when it first came out, because it was big on the radio, like both of those versions hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100, and I bought the J-Lo album. And I was like, why? Where's, I can't, why can't I hear that?
The original I'm Real's on there as well.
Yeah, the original I'm Real and the original Ain't It Funny, they're both on there. And it they're completely different. Like, sounds. It's like a Latino pop sort of, you know, and it's kind of sweet. And then the Murder Remix was just like, yeah, bump. Well, I mean, the beat's completely different, just completely different. Mm. And I'm like, that's the one I want. And then I don't even think they had released J to the L-O yet.
No, because that was all a part of wanting to market J-Lo to the R&B.
That's right, like, that's right.
Market. And that was also with Tommy Mottola stealing samples. And
yes.
From Mariah. All that kind of stuff.
That's exactly right.
Anyway, I digress.
Yes. But when that album finally came out, I ran to the store and I bought it. I was like, that's the version. That's the one I was looking for. And the same with I'm Real, because I don't even know that I heard the original versions of those two songs. I only heard the Murder Remix ones. Mm. And so to my surprise, when I bought the J-Lo album, I was really upset because I'm like, that's not what I've been hearing. It's not what I want. I love this song. It gets an 8 on the scale of singability. And like you said, it was, they did both I'm Real and Ain't It Funny to allow J-Lo to cross over from pop into hip hop and R&B.
Fantastic.
Well, she became a bit of an R&B icon with all the looks as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the little, the baggy cap with the capris.
She dated P. Diddy.
Yeah, she did.
She was dating P. Diddy for a long time.
When he was Puff Daddy.
Yeah. And she called him Sean. She always called him Sean.
Still does call him Sean.
Yeah, and she was like, what you people see and what I see are two different things, you know, because people are like, oh my God, you know, you're dating P. Diddy and blah, blah, blah. And because there is this idea that the rap culture is quite violent and, you know, and she's like, it's not like that, guys. It's not like that. But I credit P. Diddy with giving her the style vibes.
Yes.
Because then when she moved on to Ben Affleck, it was all Bentleys and it was hip-hop culture.
Yeah.
It was straight-up hip-hop culture with Ben. Which makes me laugh.
Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the block. Used to have a little, now I have a lot.
Like I said, our EP is coming soon.
Yes, it is.
So, yes, I love these Murder Remix collaborations. They were amazing.
They are.
All right, my fourth tune that I'm going to bring up. We've already talked about this artist tonight, but it is Missy Elliott's Work It.
Yes!
I like the way you work.
Yeah. DJ, please pick up your phone. I'm on the request line. Snap, snap, snap. This is a Missy Elliott part one time exclusive. I just said part time, like I'm working part time.
Yeah, right. Like you're at the Apple Store or something.
Is it worth it? Let me work it.
I'll put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
It's your for a minute for playing yet. If you got a big, let me say.
I don't know anyone who does not know that tune. Again, another one of those tunes where when it comes on, your drink goes down. Absolutely. You're out on the dance floor.
And if you don't respond that way,
you're dead.
We're not friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no. Do you have
any friends?
It's like you don't even have to speak the language. Like it's such a great song. And you know, like when we were young, when I was young,
when I was young.
We would always talk about those back word lyrics that, you know. And it's just basically I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it, played backwards.
Reverse. Yes.
Yeah, played in reverse. Which was, and we were like, that's what it is. And then we would all try to say, you know, whatever it is.
That's pretty good.
Right? I'm good. That's why I'm a professional. Yeah. I love everything about this song. And I remember I used to sing it because one of my good girlfriends and I, we'd just like go around, singing the song. And my dad hated it.
Yeah, because you guys are probably just like, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. I need a glass of water.
My dad believed that it was about prostitution. I was like, Dad, it's not. It's about a girl getting her thing on because, you know, that thing, that thing, a thing, thing. Right, well, anyway.
There's more female empowerment than it is.
It is. It's about female power.
Well, it like depends how you see it, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
From a stuffier generation, perhaps they would see that as
a thing. Well, she, you know,
is
getting them drunk. Getting them drunk, you know, because like she looks like Halle Berry when you drink it up.
I love that.
Yeah, so, and Missy Elliott is a beautiful fucking woman.
Yes, absolutely.
Sorry, I don't care what anybody says. She's gorgeous. Mm. I love this. The video pays tribute to Aaliyah and Left Eye Lopez.
They were very close too, Aaliyah and Missy.
And it was number two on the Billboard Hot 100 for 10 weeks.
That's amazing. Why it never got number one really bothers me.
It's because of Eminem.
Oh.
Let's talk appropriation. Oh my goodness. Shall we?
That little fucker. That's actually that's really interesting.
So he was sitting on number one with Lose Yourself.
Oh, that that song was huge.
It was huge. Yeah. It was massive. It was
that movie
massive.
Was wrongfully huge as well because it was it's a crap movie.
It's a shit movie.
It's so
Brittany
not good.
Murphy, you're better than that girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, she's passed away.
I know. I was speaking to her anyway.
Okay, I know. I'm just saying. Let's not speak ill of the dead. But what I loved about this video was the little lead kid dancer,
Allison Stoner.
She's so good.
Oh my God. And she's still good.
Course.
So in 2015, she made a tribute. She got all of the dancers back from the video. So all the little kids that danced with her. And then she made a tribute video to Missy Elliott. So it includes Work It and some other Missy songs.
That's awesome.
Yes.
And we will post this.
Oh yeah, I'd love that
page so people can search.
She also so when Missy did her medley because they'd get her to perform her greatest hits for the Vanguard,
and they
brought back Alison Stoner to do the dance break as well, which is really cute.
Yeah, and so Alison's still adorable. Like she was just the cutest little. I don't even know how old she was. She looked like she was 8 or something.
Yeah,
just,
she did look really young.
Yeah, and just tearing it up, girl, tearing it up, so amazing.
Very talented.
So on the singability scale, this one gets a 7.
Right.
Just because I don't know the words. It's like hard.
I'd like to get to know you so I can show
Yeah, that's kind of how I sing it, right? Like when I'm in the club, I'm like, because I'm drunk. I don't know what the hell she's saying. And then, is it worth it? Let me work it. It's like the only thing I know, but it's still a 7, which is quite high.
So you're a fly girl, get your hair done. Get your hair did. That's right.
No, we don't know.
Oh, so. When I'm in the moment, I know.
Right.
Yeah. During it, I probably know.
No, not even. I'm faking. I'm faking it. Everybody's like, oh my God, you know the birds.
Get a pedicure,
I'm like,
get your hair, get your nails, dude.
Yeah. Anyway, my last song on the list is one of my favorite Kanye songs, Flashing Lights.
Oh, that was a big song.
I love that song. So it's off his 2007 album, Graduation.
Great album.
I love the lyrical nature of the song. The synth, I love the strings, right? So they've got these strings that dun, 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 in the beginning, and then like the melody hook. You know, and it just, so good. And the way he mixes, you know, the lyrical music, the sung music in the chorus with over the verses, like it's just. It's beautiful. So it's sung by R&B artist Dwele and Oz singer, an Australian singer, Connie Mitchell from Sneaky Sound System.
I love Connie.
Okay.
She's a very nice person.
Yeah. So and I didn't know that that's the woman who was singing, you know, Flashing Lights.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's her. Funny story, the way that collaboration came to be, he was in Sydney at a diner and met a couple of her bandmates. And he asked them for advice. He was just like, you know, I just would like some advice on how to make a song better. And so they were like, oh, you need to come and meet Connie. And Connie said that, like, she's like, I didn't know anything about hip hop. I didn't know who Kanye was.
He was still coming. Yeah, he was still like emerging.
He was still emerging. I've got a funny story about that. So they met, and he like explained to her what he wanted her to do. I'm like mispronouncing my pronouns. And then she sort of changed her view of hip hop, and you know, she really enjoyed it. She enjoyed the collaboration quite a bit. Now this song, it did well around the world, but it was only 29 on the Billboard Hot 100. Like it, but I love it. I just think it's one of my favorite Kanye songs. I give it a 9 on the singability scale. Yeah, it's up there because it's one of those songs where you can. I like to do this thing with rap songs and hip hop songs where I sing melody around the verse. While the verse is happening, I'll sing the lyrics with the rap.
Yeah, I do that too.
Yeah, so and
I don't
just
have any good flow for rap.
Right?
Just make it a little bit more melodic and then it's palatable.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, and I just like the way that sounds. I like to do it.
I think also just the Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger was already a huge song from the album that it probably overshadowed.
Possibly.
Yeah, possibly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's another good song on that album called The Good Life featuring T-Pain. It was the opening track.
Yes, T-Pain. I love T-Pain. But my Kanye story. I have a cute little Kanye
tell us.
Story. Yes. So this is not a personal one. This is one that I heard secondhand from Dave Chappelle, who is my favorite.
Do you know Dave Chappelle? So
She spoke to him once in a theater.
Well, yes, I did. As
in, you said hello to him.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, he talked to me throughout his entire show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So yeah, we go way back. Anyway, so Dave likes to tell this story about Kanye. So when Dave had his show, the Dave Chappelle Show,
yeah, I remember that show
on Comedy Central, he would have music artists come on in the first season. I don't know that he did it much towards the end of the life of the show, but in the first season he would have these musical artists, you know, and he'd get like Questlove and he had Kanye come on to do some things. And so he invited the musicians to come up and watch some sketches, and nobody really knew who Kanye was. Like, he was still young and, you know, just kind of fresh. And so Kanye's sitting there and his phone is ringing, you know, and so he takes the phone and they're just watching him, and he's just like, no, you know, I'm with Dave Chappelle. I'm just, you know, we're watching some sketches. Yeah, no one's ever seen him before. Yeah. Because my life's dope and I do dope things. And then he hung up the phone.
I love that.
And they were looking at him like, who is this guy? Because he was so sure of himself.
Yeah,
like, even then, you know, and they were like, you know, he was dropping names of all these other rappers in his verse, you know, and they were like, who is he? Like, how does he know? And yeah, so he was prolific before he was prolific. You know?
Yeah.
So he's pretty cool.
His attitude.
Yeah, yeah. And he's just always known that he was going to be, you know, big. And he is. He's massive. He has his own friggin' church. Some call it a cult, some call it a church. No. But I do have some honorable mentions.
Yes.
So the aforementioned Lose Yourself by Eminem. Yep.
No, Mama that was Spaghetti, is it also titled.
And that, like, I can only rap a little bit of that song. Well, I've only actually tasked myself with learning like 5 lines of it. So that was it. I was like, yeah.
If you had one shot, one opportunity.
It's not even that.
To seize everything you ever wanted. Would you capture it? Or would you let it go?
I'd let it go. Anyway, my other tune, which I'm kind of surprised that I didn't stick it on my main list, but Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot. Yeah. You know, I like
big butts and I cannot lie. Which other brothers can't deny.
When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
Yeah. Pull up tight because you're about.
Yeah. Pull up tuck. Did you notice that butt was stuck?
Yes.
Deep in the G she's wearing. Yeah, anyway.
I'm also hooked and I can't stop staring.
Nicki Minaj sampled it for Anaconda.
She did. Anaconda don't want nothing unless you got buns.
Hun.
You know, I saw Jimmy Fallon do a. He did like this thing on the street where he was asking people if they knew where that came from. People my age didn't know where that came from.
That's weird.
And I wanted to like reach through the TV and slap them. And I'm like. How do you know? Really? Because everybody knew Baby Got Back. That was like the biggest tune. So massive. And then the last one, it's actually a Fat Man Scoop remix. And we talked a little bit about it. Love Like This by Faith Evans.
Yes. Love
yeah,
that song.
You know, I love it. Like, who's... Yeah, no, I'm not going to say my... But so much goodness in that. Like, I will blare that in my car every summer driving down the road. Like, don't bunk butts. Don't bunk, 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 bunk. So good. Love that song. Love it, love it, love it. That's it. That's all I got, y'all.
So that was, well, I think we all just got an education on hip hop.
So good.
All right. So good. Well, thank you so much, Asabi. I can't wait to add those to the list.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not going to be able to drive my car because all these songs are lit.
Yes, your car's going to explode.
My little Toyota Corolla. All right. All right. Well, we're going to have a small little break and we'll be right back and listen to what Gracie's going to be adding.
Yes.
I believe in love. Do you believe in love, Amy?
I do, Gina. I also really believe in helicopter dates, bottomless champagne, sparkly cocktail dresses, and big-ass red roses.
Well, you'll be surprised to hear that we're obsessed with The Bachelor. We will be sharing that obsession with you and discussing all things Bachelor and Bachelorette.
We'll be talking about memorable moments, who we think Batchy will choose, and the lessons we learn along the way.
So, prepare your cheese board,
grab the wine,
and get overly emotionally attached with us, your hosts,
Amy Duro
and Gina Schwartz.
Love, Batchelie.
Two gals here for the right reasons.
A That's Not Kind of Productions podcast.
And we're back.
Yes.
You are listening to Chefology with myself, Asabi Goodman, the wonderful Josh DeVetta, and beautiful, beautiful Gracie Mac.
It's
so true. Today we are talking all things hip hop. And we've just heard from Josh DeVetta and myself. And now we are going to hear Gracie Mac's five hip hop choices. Get it, girl.
This was so difficult to pick five. It was so difficult. And so I just decided, all right, I'm not going to bother with chronological or anything like that. I'm just going to pick five that I absolutely love and can think of right now. That's just what I went with because it was too hard to decide.
Yes.
So this is absolutely not an all-encompassing list. It's just five highlights for me. I'm going to kick it out straight out the gate with Big Papa. Notorious B.I.G.
Come on, Biggie, Biggie.
Oh, so good.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
Yes.
Pop.
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
So good.
Sorry.
Do you know? I'm going to let you talk. I'm going to let you talk. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to let you finish.
This is from his first album. This is his debut album, Ready to Die. 1994.
Interesting.
East Coast king of rap on the East Coast.
Yes.
He's so awesome. I really love this song. I could have picked a lot of songs by Biggie, but this one just gives me the nicest vibes. I love putting it on when I'm sitting on my deck having a afternoon wine.
Right.
we know what
kind of wine you're having. It's not liquid.
How dare you?
You know it's true.
He's selling my name on this. On this, my good, good name.
Oh, we're only slandering your stage name, not your real name.
So true, yeah. My jazz brand.
That's right, you're a jazz musician, please.
Okay, let's bring it back to the music. Just a reminder to keep it civil.
Oh, yes, that's true. It's all Asabi's fault.
So Big Papa, that's one of his many nicknames.
Yes.
He has many, many nicknames if any of you have ever listened to other rappers talk about him. Sometimes you're like, who are they talking about? Because there's just so many nicknames.
That's true.
The beat that they use on this track is sampled from an Isley Brothers tune.
Yes,
83 song called Between the Sheets.
Love that song so much.
All about them samples. And it just makes me feel good. It's a really feel-good track. Mm. And it's so like... I don't know. It's so chiller flow is how I would describe it. Such as that like synthy sound to kick it off. It's great.
Yes.
Oh, now it's really good. And then you're chilling with wine.
And I'm chilling with wine.
dong, dong, bonk, dong, 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 dong. Yeah, such a good song.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah, so good.
I'm going to smash through this because we're excited and we've talked a lot.
We have.
But I mean, you look, I'm sure you're all here for it.
I am.
Living.
My next Living. One, my next choice, 2001, Izzo. H to the Izzo, V yeah, to the Izzy. Yeah, Jay-Z. Jay-Z. Yeah. I really love old school Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Me well, this too. Is sort of like middle ground for him. It's from a 6th album. Yeah, but well. I love it. He's just yeah. It's similar to Biggie in my mind's of his style of flow. Mm. It's just got this really nice roll to it, and it's super enjoyable. And he, you know, Kanye started out as his producer. That was his coming up before he actually branched out as his own artist.
I did not know.
Yeah.
That.
So and Kanye produced this song. He chose that sample.
Oh man!
Good on Kanye.
Good on Kanye. Now Jay-Z premiered this song live at the BET Awards. I'm pretty sure it was the inaugural BET Awards, the very first one. He released this song for the debut
in the
90s. First time.
Yeah,
2001.
Oh, yeah, BET's. Yeah, BET. Isn't that crazy that BET's only been around for 20 years?
Mm. No, I think it's been around longer because I was definitely in high school. I'm pretty sure.
And what does BET stand for?
The Black Entertainment Television. Yes. That's right.
And it also features on his live MTV Unplugged album. You all heard that? It's so good. I really love that album. And it's actually kind of hard to find online.
Well, I don't think it's probably on Tidal, which is his streaming service. Yeah.
It would be. Yeah, it's featured on that. It's a live show that he did for MTV, recorded this album.
Amazing.
Of lots of different things, of lots of hits.
So I'll just let you know, BET launched on January 25th, 1980.
Right.
So BET has been around for a long time.
The awards.
Yeah, I don't know.
The awards.
The awards
I think
started.
This, I mean, that's what I read, that it was an inaugural awards.
Yeah,
but
and
didn't
that's
verify.
Possible. That's possible. But BET has been around forever.
Yeah.
So has Jay-Z.
Yeah, that's true. Jay-Z has been around. Trucking.
He's
for
been
a
very,
long
very
time.
Distinct voice. You know, he's rapping straight away by his timbre.
I was toying with whether I'd put Dirt Off Your Shoulder. That was my maybe other choice.
Yes.
Of ultimate Jay-Z song for me. You gotta get dirt off your shoulder. I love it.
Isn't he the one that's like, I got 99 problems but a bitch ain't one?
That's the one.
Yes.
And also samples Annie's Hard Knock Life.
Yes, he did.
That was such a good song.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah.
And also, he had a really awesome collaboration in the mid-2000s with Linkin Park.
That was such a good album.
Called Collision Course.
Yep.
Because Linkin Park were actually getting a bit of really awesome like cred because they were kind of inventing this new genre of rapping over rock music.
Yes.
Because a lot of their screamo-ness was really rhythmic.
They really dug into the beat.
And so it was actually created this new genre. And it's not called this now, but back in the mid 2000s, they had named it nu metal. So NU metal.
Where
these rock bands, but had like lead MCs.
Yeah,
it was really, really quite groundbreaking. And so Jay-Z was on that. And
their
Numb Encore single, where they fused Numb by Linkin Park and his song Encore. What the hell are you waiting for? Yeah, really, really cool. Anyway, sorry, keep going.
Yeah, amazing. And flowing right on from Jay-Z is Beyonce.
Over.
What?
I'll go Beyonce Formation, I've chosen.
Yes. Bum, bum. So good.
I love that song.
Bum.
Yep.
Bum, bum.
Y'all hate his Connie with that Illuminati mess.
Yes,
thank you.
Let's
talk about the Illuminati and try and squash
briefly,
all the rumors about
briefly.
It.
I can do it pretty quickly. It's stupid.
Continuing thank you.
On. This album, this was from her surprise release visual album, Lemonade.
Lemonade.
I remember so many of my friends were posting just a lemon on social media that day, and I was like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Yes.
What is happening? Everyone's like, Lemon! Exclamation mark!
it was a very big album.
It was massive.
It was just like a surprise, just blop, here you go.
But it wasn't by no means a commercial single success album. It wasn't about the body of work, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly
And reminding
right.
people that Beyonce is black.
Queen. Yes.
Oh, that was the whole thing.
Yes. Absolutely. Have you seen that SNL bit? I find it so funny.
Oh, yeah, where people are freaking out.
Where, like, all the white people are losing their minds. Yes. Like, I think Beyonce is black.
Yes.
And they're just, all the black people are like, she's always been black. And they're like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Like,
she was she was marketed to a white audience for a very long time.
And there have been a number of magazine covers where they have actually gone in and lightened her appearance.
Yes.
Just to sell to their audience.
So it's just this, like, this huge... This is a hip-hop thing, so I feel like I'm allowed to swear. It's this huge fuck you.
Yeah, absolutely.
To anyone trying to deny her racial heritage. I mean, it's just as if that isn't where all of her musical talent and knowledge came from.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's really beautiful. Formation is a song that I use to work out to because it gets me excited. It gets me hyped.
Yes.
Is that because when he, you good, he takes your ass to... Red Rooster?
Did she say Red Rooster in it?
No, Red Lobster.
Red Lobster, We don't have Red Rooster in America.
Just out there, for anyone out there, if you do good things to me, I will definitely take your ass to Red Rooster. Okay? Yeah.
But you will not get the cheesy bread like you get at Red Lobster.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
but
the
you will
best
get a half roast chicken with some chips.
Well, there you go. Their chips are good.
It gets me pumped because it's like... you might get your song played on a radio station.
Yes.
Love it. And I'll be like, pumping too. It's great.
I wish y'all could see that.
Next set of crunches. Yeah, you see me doing a weird elbow crunch.
I slate. Yeah.
So good. Yeah. So good.
I actually had a big hat in my wardrobe when I first, and so when I saw the video, I was like, and so I said,
yes.
It was a good moment for the last decade, really. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, because she had also done a surprise drop with her self-titled album.
Yes,
no one had ever done that before.
Yeah. No, it was it was groundbreaking, and it was so visually stunning. Oh my god,
cinematic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It definitely was.
It really it really leveled her up in my mind as just such an established artist. Like, okay, this is your voice, completely you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So keeping the next two, because hip hop, as we said before, is a reflection of the culture and the times. The next two keep in the same vein of speaking to the racial prejudice or just the lack of care for the people who are black in America. It's brutal. And we're gonna kick it out with "This Is America," Childish Gambino.
Great video.
Yes.
Great video. Yes. Same thing. Like, so visually stunning. Mm. And I love this about hip hop. They've really like the artists that are using their visual aid to like marry the music so beautifully. Yep. It's really clever, and it's just that evolutionary thing that these artists do.
And I think it's needed too,
because
I know that they say, like, you know, we shouldn't like paint everything for the audience and give them the benefit of intelligence, but I think when it comes to like these types of issues, especially racial stuff, I think it needs to be painted
explicitly.
Dumb it down for you, like,
a lot of people don't realize, you know, the things that they don't realize how ingrained it is
and so you don't realize the day to day.
Yeah,
that's just not something that
so you have to break it down to that level, and you have to show them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they just don't know.
Also, just side note, have you seen someone, they remixed the video to "All I Want for Christmas Is You"?
No.
So they took the curry, well, the video, but then they dubbed "All I Want for Christmas Is You," and it's all, and the dancing's all in time. I don't wanna laugh for Christmas.
Oh my god.
I posted on my Facebook going, who did this?
I need to find this.
This song debuted at number one. Yes. It was huge. It was a cultural phenomenon for a lot of people. Massive. And it won all four of the Grammy Awards it was nominated for.
Amazing.
It's Record of the Year, Song of the Year, Best Rap/Sung Performance, and Best Music Video.
Yeah. Come on, Donald Glover.
In 2018. Yes. Yeah, Donald Glover.
Do you know, when he was hosting Saturday Night Live, I think it was like a year or two ago, and they were like, Donald Glover is hosting with musical guest Childish Gambino. And I remember looking at the commercial and I just went, did they put the wrong photo up? How? They look exactly alike.
They look the same.
I just didn't know.
Well, for those of you who don't know, Donald Glover is an actor and comedian.
Yes.
And his musical alter ego is Childish Gambino. He's so funny and like nerdy. So it's funny that he's also like this sick,
prolific, rapper. And, you know, and I just didn't know. And it just, I kept racking my brain every time I saw, you know, I think it was on Instagram because we don't really get SNL over here. And every time I saw it, I was like, why do they keep doing this?
What?
Like, somebody needs to tell them. Yes. I was like, how are they doing this? And so then I was like, why don't I just look it up? And then I was like, oh, Donald Glover is Childish Gambino.
I also,
I felt really bad.
I remember telling some of my friends to watch a Christmas movie that had Monique.
Oh.
And Dan Glover.
Oh, Daniel Glover. Yes.
And then they watch and they go, I didn't see Donald Glover. No, Daniel Glover.
Daniel Glover.
Iconic black actor comedian.
Yes. Yes.
Not Childish Gambino.
And they are not related. No, please not. Do not ask. They are not related. They have nothing to do.
But that SNL performance, he's debuted this song.
Yeah.
During that performance. Like, he performed a song and then also released a video at the same time.
Yes, that's right. I remember that.
And it got like 24 million views or something insane in 24 hours. It was just...
It was great.
Exploded.
That's a million views an hour.
Mm. That's why that's a million. Mm. And I love... This song has such a beautiful, interesting flow to it. It's really exciting to listen to just from a musical standpoint of like, what's going to happen next? You don't know. And it's mixed so interestingly with the beautiful gospel style choir, and then into the like the heavy trap beat.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah. It's great.
So good.
And then capping this off is an album that I love so much. This was the first year that I moved to Brisbane. This album came out 2015. And I was living in this dodgy share house with some other people from uni.
Come on, share house.
Mm. Come on, share house. And we would just listen to it all the time. The album is To Pimp a Butterfly, Kendrick Lamar.
My mate worked on that.
Really?
I'm sorry, yeah. Oh my God. I'm not going to drop that story. Anyway.
Yes, we don't have time for another story.
Yes. Okay.
And the song I chose is All Right.
It's All Right.
All Right.
It goes, I'm fucked up, homie, you're fucked up, but if God got us, then we gon' be all right.
Yes.
We gon' be all right. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We're gon' be all right. And it's absolutely representative of his culture and his world. He's from Compton.
Yep.
And it's just talks a lot about racial tensions and just about, we're gonna be all right. It's okay. Like everyone's got their issues.
Yeah,
and we are still a community. We're gonna
he
be
grew right. up in a gang dynasty. So like his father was the head of one of the major gangs in Compton. Apparently, So
crazy.
And that's where he draws a lot of his inspiration from. It's just that lifestyle and what it was like living.
Yeah, And but you can, and he's so poetic in the way that he delivers it as well.
Mm.
This album, I gotta say, in my mind, like it just elevated to a different level this idea of jazz and hip hop.
Yes.
Because he's got Kamasi Washington as a saxophone player that plays on this album. Very heavy, awesome dude, musician in his own right.
Yep.
But just the marrying of what they did on this album, and that's this whole, like, if you guys have listened to it the whole way through, he has a spoken word poem that slowly gets more and more, and right to the end you hear the whole thing, but he just keeps adding on. It's this whole concept album. It's so beautiful. All Right is just a great tune from it. I could have picked so many others.
Yeah.
There's actually Pharrell Williams is the one singing on this track, but he's unnamed.
Okay.
He came up with a little hook of "We gonna be all right."
Sounds like Pharrell.
Yeah.
Pharrell is another producer artist that I feel like he and I are roughly the same age, but I feel like he's been around forever because he's been doing stuff since his late teens.
And he hasn't aged. He's like
no, he looks exactly the same. Yeah. Like, you know, I remember when he was a kid.
Yes.
You know, and I it was just like we all knew who Pharrell Williams was when, you know, we were kids. And that guy, like, I thought he was much older, and then I was like, no, because I've seen him. I've known him. Like, he's a kid. And
His contributions are.
Yeah, he's pretty massive. Prolific.
Like from NERD to the Neptunes to
It's huge. And there's so many things. Like I had no idea that he was part of this album at all. That he's just put his magic on.
Do you know who else was part of that album?
Who?
Steven Bruner from Thundercat.
Right.
He
won a Grammy.
I didn't know that.
Come on, Grammy.
Hung out with him backstage twice.
We've got a time frame, Asabi.
I'm not going to
tell this make
story.
This about you and your stories.
But
also, I want to hear all of them.
Yeah, exactly. can't wait to press stop.
Yeah, another time. Another time.
Now, this song, it won a Grammy for, or two Grammys for Best Rap Performance and Best Rap Song.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. This, I cannot tell you how much I love this album. And we listened to it. I remember me and my housemate listening to it in halves. We listened to the front half and then the back half.
Yep.
Because we wanted to absorb it so much, we were very obsessively into it.
Sounds like a uni student thing at a share house sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And the wine at that time, you know it was goon.
Yeah.
And you know it was like, guys, it's your turn to buy. It's your turn to buy.
So for the international people who don't know what goon wine is, it is wine in a box.
It's cask wine, yeah, but it's a special wine. Kind of cheap, watered down.
A fruity Lexia, if you will.
Fruity Lexia. Yeah. I'd get the dry red. Because
right.
I felt it was like just not at least mostly piss. Yeah. Like fruity Lexia is. But you know, it's all 6 of 1.
Yeah, well, you know. It was cheap. It was good. It worked.
I have a couple of honorable mentions.
Yes, please.
I put on the real Sim Slady on that.
Yeah.
Sim
Slady. Yeah, you know, that's good. Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, Shmeminem.
Yeah, Shmeminem.
Yeah. Will the real Sim Slady please stand up?
It is a great song.
Please stand up.
Yeah.
Please stand up. It's a good song. I also put...
The real Shady. I'm sorry.
I also put another song from, which I was actually going to put originally as in my top five, from the same album, from To Pimp a Butterfly. But Kendrick, like, it's kind of half his song. It's called For Free, in brackets, interlude. And it starts with this beautiful, sweeping sax run from Kamasi Washington.
Of course.
And then it comes in with this, like, black woman just tearing him in a new arsehole. She's like, fuck you, motherfucker, you it. And she's like just going off at him. It's so funny. Yeah. And then he comes in with this like, it's kind of like this jazz track in the backing. It's a very like exciting improvisational style of playing. And he's like, he comes in, his retort is, this dick ain't free. It's really good. It's really good. I love
You've
it so much.
Me. You had me at dick.
You had me at free. To be quite honest.
Explicit.
And then my last one, it's an honorable mention because I find it so tacky and funny. Like, it's not a flop for me because I'm like, you should watch this.
Yes.
It's Walk This Way. Run DMC.
Oh my God.
Featuring Aerosmith.
Yes.
It's so funny.
It is so funny.
Have you seen the video clip where they're like screaming at each other through the wall? And it's like an enjoyable song. Like, it's rocky and whatever.
It's a great song.
I just found it so funny.
It's also on Sex and the City movie number one. Where
is it?
Yeah. So Carrie's about to sell half her clothes and everything as they do like a little modeling in her wardrobe.
And they play that song.
Yeah.
Right. Of course they did. Yeah.
Of course they did. Yeah. So there you go. That's my list.
Oh my
everyone.
God, Gracie. Those were amazing. I really. Like we've all said tonight, I can't wait to listen to this playlist.
It's gonna be so
great. All right, guys, we're gonna take a short break and then we're gonna be back with, I hope, all of our favorite segment of the
all
week.
Of our favorite
segment of the week. All right.
And we're back. What a lovely little
break.
After all that incredible music we've been talking about. I feel like we're just trying to beat our own record for the longest episode each week.
Yeah.
So we're going to get like people emailing, going, can you make them shorter?
Yeah,
because
like, can you just stop?
My train ride to work is only 47 minutes. Yeah. And I want to be able to get the podcast in time. Some of my friends that do tell me that they listen to the podcast, tell me that they listen to it in halves now because they're getting longer.
And because I'm usually the
last contributor to the playlist.
Yep.
So they go, yeah. So we know that yours is the longest segment. So when we get to the halfway point, it actually is just after the first two. sort of thing.
So good.
But you know what? It is up to our favorite segment of the week. And that is...
It's a flop.
So we've been really, dropping tickets on ourselves and how great this playlist is from all the music that we've been contributing.
Yes.
And with that, we always choose a song that we don't really feel is in the vibe, so to speak.
No.
We love hip hop. We love everything that encompasses, but there's some songs that just aren't great.
Yeah, that's right.
Really, really not about. So... So with that, we're going to go to Gracie first because she was the last contributor of the playlist. Okay, so you've obviously, contributed five great songs. What's your flop this week?
My flop is Eminem.
Yes.
Cleaning out my closet.
Yes. Oh. Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry, Mom. I never meant to
hurt
you.
It's so painful. Oh, I don't know. And God. He's like, have you ever been hurt? I have. It's like, no, dude. No. Stop handing it to us. Use some metaphors.
Yes, that's true. That's true. But tonight, I'm cleaning up my closet.
And I'm sorry, Mama. And it's like whingy, whingy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I just get mad.
I like some Eminem songs, but that ain't one of them.
No. Yes.
No.
All right. Well, you know what? I think it's 2 sound bites. Yeah, awesome.
That's like all Eminem for me.
Exactly.
Which is not true. I did have an honorable mention of Eminem. So anyway.
That's true. Yeah. Well, Asabi, we're going to flick it over to you,
oh,
girl.
Oh, no, really?
What is your flop of the week for hip-hop?
Okay, I can't even. This flop is, it's not a well-known artist. Oh, it might be because it's just like, it's a YouTube sensation. Ooh. And it makes me laugh, and I feel really bad because the first time, like, somebody shared the video, they were like, you need to see this. And I thought, I was like, that is so not nice of you to make fun of deaf people, because I thought he was deaf. He's not.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
What is it?
It's okay. It's so hard because I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna like lose it. Okay, the name of the artist is Ice JJ Fish.
That's a good start,
right? It's Ice JJ Fish, and the name of the song. And I had to double check to make sure that it was on Spotify. It is on Spotify. Good. On the floor.
And on the floor.
Yes, on the floor. And I just, like, I might post the video on our Facebook page because it is just,
right.
Then you need to see it. You need to hear it. You need, like,
to continue the education.
I don't think, I think it puts every flop to shame. Like, that's all of the flops are not flops. This is a flop. I mean, you will lose yourself. You will lose yourself in watching
the music.
It's like the moment. You ain't never let it go.
Yeah, you will never let. You'll want to let it go, but this, you won't. Once was, you have seen what you have you seen, you can't unsee.
Right.
You so cannot was
their
unhear.
One
shot.
There was their one shot. Then they missed their chance to blow.
That's right.
Right.
I don't know, and I'm pretty sure there have been millions of views on this Facebook, right. Because it is, it's that bad. But anyway,
hate
anyway.
Watching. Hate watching.
Yes.
Now, yes. Joshua.
Yes.
Give us your flop.
Well, I just wanted to say that most of my flops in hip hop is anything that degrades women. That's my first.
That's like,
oh no, that's
95% of hip hop.
We're gonna be here all night.
89.7% of the catalog.
Oh.
But my flop is "Old Town Road" by Lil Nas.
Oh, thank you.
The song that broke my Mariah Carey record.
Oh, we didn't even get a full Mariah.
No.
You bitter? You bitter?
After 23 years, I can't believe that is the song that broke the
record.
And
it was a crap song.
Like, if it was actually a good song, I probably would have like given it the credit. Mm. But it's just like it goes nowhere for me. I think it was a song that was really marketed to a certain market, and that's why I went number one.
And there were so many versions of it as well.
There's so many versions of it. It's like half country, half hip hop, half dubstep.
Yeah.
Like, it's just
it's three halves.
Yeah, exactly. It's three halves. Yeah. So sorry for everyone that loves that song. You won't be invited to my party. But
Ever.
Especially if you request this song.
Oh,
this
God.
Is why I take control of all playlists at every party.
So everybody who goes to Josh's next gig, you know what to request.
You know what to do.
Oh my God. I'm so excited. I'm elated to hear that. Alrighty, well, that concludes another incredible week of Shuffology. Yeah. We've had Asabi Goodman.
Woo.
We've had Gracie Mac.
Yee.
My name's Josh DeVetta. Don't forget, you can hit us up on the socials. So Instagram and Facebook is at Shuffology Podcast. You can also email us and tell us what we missed out on. I'm sure there's lots of hip hop that we missed out on, even though this playlist is pretty lit. Mm. But that's shuffologypodcast@gmail.com. So we're going to sign out of the lab. Thanks for coming in and dissecting the music with us. And we'll see you next week for another episode of Shuffology.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.